Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome to this week's show of RedHotMama.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure to introduce to you Reds television broadcaster, Fox Sports Net, former pitcher for the Reds, been broadcasting since 1992. It's been a while.
I am.
Chris Welsh, ladies and gentlemen.
And Jojo. Jojo, nice to meet you.
Thank you, Jerry. That was Greg Rose. He's the director of the Reds Hall of Fame Museum. And I'll tell you what, if you've been around baseball and looked at other ballparks and see what teams have done in their Hall of Fame Museum, this is big league compared to what you see everywhere else. But we've got Reds trivia. Does anybody here in the audience know any Reds trivia?
No.
Has anybody here ever heard of a guy named George Grant in Reds trivia? Well, he's here right now, and he's all the way to our left, and he'll be one of the celebrity contestants. How about
this is
a former pitcher, the War number 45. He's come back this year as a broadcaster, Jeff Brantley. Now, Jeff Brantley is also our celebrity contestant in the Reds Trivia Contest, but I'll tell you what, they pulled a couple of people from the audience, and they have some dead ringers. Let's introduce Bill and Joel. Guys, here's the way the contest works. We have a big board on the screen,
right,
as you see.
Take pictures of that. That's cool.
Was working properly. You'd see categories across the top. Yeah. We are going to put the categories up there, but there'll be five questions for each category, contestants. And we're going to take turns, ask one contestant the question. If he can't answer it, we're going to pass it to you in the audience. If he answers it, then we get credit for it. Is everybody ready to play? Contestants ready to play. Let's shake hands, go to your corners, and come out answering. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's review the categories. Category number one, name that Red. Number two, Pete.
I'll move around and take some pictures.
Tell me the last name there. Number three, Red Hall of Famers. See you there. Every answer starts with AC. 2016,
and 50
years ago, ladies and gentlemen, that would be 1956.
They're all
fast. Let's go, guys. All right. We're going to start with. All right. I'll tell you what. We're a show of hands right now. Do we start with George Grant or do we start with Jeff Brantley? How about Brantley first? Raise your hand. You know what? George Grant and I have been partners for 15 years. George, you lead off. All right, pick a category, George, and number.
Billy, take your choice.
So, name that Red.
Name that Red, number one. Name that Red.
Billy Bates.
Billy Bates is correct. One point for the Anderson team. That's the Clark Anderson team. Now we go to the McKenzie team. Next category, guys. Nice. 2006 season. And what number? Going from the very top. Who do the Reds play in the 2006 season opener? Chicago Cubs. And the Chicago Cubs won that game 16-7. All right, George Grant on the Anderson team. Speak into the mic, please. What category?
The Reds Hall of Famers.
Reds Hall of Famers. Number one, name two Reds Hall of Fame catchers in Cooperstown.
Bench and Lombardi.
That is correct, Bench and Lombardi.
Where's the Jim Edwards category?
The Kentucky team. What category?
Yeah. I don't see how George Grant's going to have a chance in this contest without a Jim Edmonds category.
Give me the mic. Pete for one. At what position did Pete play most of his games in his career? First base is correct. Trivia there, Bradley. You're showing me up pretty good so far. All right, Anderson team, pick a category.
I see you there.
CU Bears. Question number one, what is the name a traditional ballpark snack? What is the name of a traditional ballpark snack?
Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks is correct. We get the easy ones first. The Keckney team?
50 years ago today.
What? Is that a reference to something? That was
50 years ago today. Question number one. Who was the Reds owner in 1956?
Hal Crosley.
Hal Crosley is correct. That's a good one. Anderson team.
Name that
red number two.
No, Willie Green.
Hard hitting Willie Green. 1992 to 1998. Did he take a swing or what? Name that red for number three.
Whoa.
Jimmy.
That would be Jimmy Haynes.
Jimmy Haynes, an opening day starter in 2004.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Their pitching sucks.
All right. Anderson team.
Reds Hall of Famers, please.
Reds Hall of Famers. Question number two. What three Reds Hall of Famers were inducted into Cooperstown in the year 2000?
Come on, George is there.
This does not include the Ford Frick Award winner, Marty Brenneman. What three Reds Hall of Famers were inducted into Cooperstown in 2000?
Did you say that it included Brenneman or not?
It does not include Brenneman. I mean, you have a guy on your team who has moderated every Hall of Fame induction for the last 24 years.
All right, Ben McPhee, Perez, and Hal McCoy. The last one?
That is an incorrect answer. Audience, can you name the final one? You were there.
It was Ben McPhee, Tony Perez, and Sparky Anderson.
That is correct. The correct answer, Sparky Anderson, Tony Perez, and Ben McPhee. All right, McKechnie team, pick the category. Name that red four. Ah! You're trying to scare the children. Chris Welch. All right. Okay. That was worth four. 4 points. A quick stay in 1986. Had to shave my mustache that year. All right. Anderson team.
I'm going to close out being that red.
Name that red, number five.
Scott Williamson.
Scott Williamson is correct.
Nice.
Scott Williamson recently signed with the Toronto, the Baltimore Orioles.
How you
go? All right.
No, no.
Anderson team.
You know, you're confusing him with
Bruce Clayton. Who was Pete's first manager when he came to the Reds?
Did you already ask that?
Yeah.
Oh, when we were in here before.
Are they doing the same?
They must have.
Fred Hutchinson.
That is correct. Fred Hutchinson. Retired member number one. All right, let's give you a scoring update. The McKechnies have 12 to the Andersons 9. It's the Andersons' turn. Pick a category.
Pete, please.
Pete. Pete for three. How many seasons did Pete play for the Reds?
He played like 25, 26 years total. To get that many
hits. I think we're about out of time, folks. Let's
give a shot and say 17.
17 is the answer, but it's an incorrect answer. Anybody know the answer? We'll get you to tell us right now.
18.
18 is not the correct answer.
Can we play high low?
Anyone else have a better guess?
20.
20 is not the answer.
19.
You are in the vicinity, and you are correct. 19 seasons did you play for the Cincinnati Reds. All right. McKechnie team, pick a category. See you there. We're down to number two. What is the last name of the Reds center fielder before Ken Griffey Jr.?
Mike Cameron
is
correct. That's not correct. They only wanted the last name.
Anderson team, pick a category.
See you there.
See you there. We are at number three.
What
was the name of the Brewers' former ballpark?
Before Miller
Park came online, what was the former ballpark in Milwaukee?
County Stadium.
County Stadium is correct.
It's a cheese ballpark.
That's a good question, Greg. What does that have to do with the Cincinnati Reds? Starts with a C. Correct. All right, pick a category, guys. All right, it's your turn, right? You're right, you're up. Pete for four. When Pete moved from left field to third base in 1975, who did he replace?
Whom did he replace?
Perez.
Pete moved from left field to third base in 1975. Who did he replace?
We got a time limit here. Come on. Joel.
Let's take a picture. The first question is going to miss.
The answer they've given is Tony Perez. Is that correct? No. What's the answer? John Vukovich, yes.
No idea.
For many, many years, a third base coach from Philadelphia Phillies. All right, category.
Cowboy, I'll call Vukovich tonight and tell him that.
He's to be one of my coaches.
It was 06 season, please.
06 season for two. Who represented the Reds at the 2006 All-Star game?
Brunson Arroyo
was correct.
I guess it is about the 2006 season. It's going to be pretty easy
stuff. 06, we got to go right down to category. Okay, we've got number three. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. We got number three. Who starred the most games at catcher for the Reds in 2006? David Ross is correct.
Pete, please.
We're down to the last question for Pete. What Red hit his first homer? This is a double play. Worth between 1 and 11 points. What are you going to go? They're going for the whole ball of wax, folks. And here's the question. What Red hit his first homer in the last game he played?
Thereby passing the torch.
What Red hit his first homer in the last game he played? That's a great question.
Late 80s. Could have been enlarged.
Should we give him a clue, everybody?
I don't think so.
Let's say it was in the 1980s.
That clears it up.
Should we count them down, folks? 3, 2, 1. Mary Larkin is the question or the answer, and it is correct. August 17th, 1986. All right, that completes the beat category. The technical team?
We'll do 2006.
We'll go 2006. We're on number four. At what position did Ryan Friel play most in 2006? What position did Ryan Friel play most in 2006?
Catcher.
Center field is correct. There's 4 points right there. They're eating you back in there.
I think it was for a while.
I can't even remember.
2006 for four. Or for five.
Nope.
Last question for 2006. Adam Dunn hit a memorable walk-off grand slam versus the Cleveland Indians off of one pitcher. Adam Dunn hit a memorable grand slam walk-off home run against the Cleveland Indians and one pitcher.
Bob Wickman.
Bob Wickman is correct.
That's right.
I thought the poor boy was going to tear his hair out that night. All right, here we go. Next category.
Randomly ever did that. Walk allowed a walk off grand slam.
All right, see you there for four. What is slang for a short time spent with a major league club?
Starts with C.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee is correct. 2 C's. The question is, do they get twice as many points because the answer contains 2 C's? If it tightens up the game, it's okay with me. All right, Anderson, are you ready?
Crisis season.
Well, we've got category C. How about 50 years ago? All right, 50 years ago for number two. What club record did the 1956 Reds set?
Most home runs in the season.
Most home runs in the season? How many would that be?
The most.
No, I'm just curious. 221 home runs. Correct answer.
That's a lot of freaking home runs.
Oh, yeah, broken by the 2005 club. How many, I won't go to that, how many did you get back? We'll do that later. Four. How about,
I thought you were joking about this.
All right. See you there for five completes the category. Name two of the three Reds pitchers in 2006 whose last name started with a C.
Clausen, Crawford, Cormier.
That's wrong. I only asked for two.
He did give you two. He also
all right, that completes the category of C's, and see you there. We've got Reds Hall of Famers, 3, 4, and 5, and we've got 50 years ago today. How about 50 years ago today? The 1950, here's number three. Number three, 50 years ago. The 1956 Reds finished third. Who won the pennant in 1956? National League pennant in 1956.
Yeah, who did?
Not the Reds.
Clearly not the Reds.
I guess the Dodgers.
The Dodgers? Ah, okay. I see you working, George. The Brooklyn Dodgers. That is correct.
They're still in Brooklyn at 56.
Yeah, here we go. That is the year of the Don Larson perfect game. About 50. About Reds Hall of Fame number four. You want to go over that one? All right. Name the Reds Hall of Fame pitcher who won the seventh game of the 1940 World Series. Name the Reds Hall of Fame pitcher who won the seventh game of the 1940.
It wasn't Jeff Brantley, was it?
It was not Jeff Brantley, and it was not Joe Nutsall.
Paul Behringer.
Paul Behringer is correct. All right, we're going to assign you a category, Anderson team. And this is it, Reds Hall of Famers for three. named the last Reds Hall of Famer to be MVP in the All-Star game. It happened in 1982.
Dave Concepcion.
Dave Concepcion.
Yeah.
Points, all right. We're going to give you a chance.
How many people here think Davey belongs in the Hall of Fame? I can't hear you. Davey.
Crockett.
All right, we're going to assign this one to the McKechnie team, and it completes the category of Reds Hall of Famers. Name the Reds, number five, name the Reds Hall of Famer who started game one of the 1961 World Series. Who started game one of the 1961 World Series? Nuxall. Joe Nuxall is incorrect. Who we know? Joe! Hey, Joe Nuxall, do you know the answer? Which Reds pitcher started game one of the 1961 World Series?
Probably the 1961.
A fellow left-hander.
O'Toole.
Yotuli is correct. Yeah, that was a 5-point. Yeah, let's see there. We are down to our last few questions, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to ask. We're going to ask it of the Anderson team. This is 50 years ago for 4 points. Who will? All right, we'll go five. Which pitcher led the Reds in wins in 1956? They had 19 of them. Which pitcher led the Reds in wins in 1956?
Joey J.
Joey J is incorrect. Anybody know the answer? Brooks Lawrence. Brooks Lawrence is correct. Wow. All right. The final regular question. 50 years ago for four. And the McKechnie team has it. Who was the utility infielder in 1956? It's a double play!
What's the score?
Anywhere from 1 to 25 points. And can you give us an update on the score right now? We have final trivia. This is the last question before final trivia. From 1 to 25 points. Now, before he answers this question, ladies and gentlemen, how many wants to gamble? I will tell you this. Jeff Bradley is the odds-on favorite in the Celebrity Poker Tournament starting later in the evening. So we're going to find out how he does right here. We're going to go 4 points.
What?
And the question is, who was the utility infielder in 1956 and later coached for Sparky Anderson? Who was the utility infielder in 1956 who later coached for Sparky Anderson? Is your brother in the stands? We're going to give him 3 points for that one, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is Alex Cruz. And we are all tied up going into Final Jeopardy. Category for the Final Jeopardy is historic home runs. And they're going to write that, you have to write down.
Wager anywhere from 1 to 28 points on the final trivia question. And the category is historic home runs.
Not at all. And
write your number down, how many points you're going to wager.
Say before?
And then we'll ask the question.
I have a feeling that they're both going for the whole ball of wax, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the final trivia question. Historic home runs is the category. Ken Griffey Jr. began the 2006 season tied with a player on the all-time home run list and ended the year with another player. Name both of the players. Ken Griffey Jr. began 2006 tied with one player on the all-time home run list and ended with a different one. Write the answer to the question down, and good luck to the Anderson and the McKechnie team.
Excuse me, what are those? They're vouchers for tickets to the Hall of Fame Museum. So if we go again, I will have gone twice and never paid attention.
That's
your
right. Chris Welsh said doo-doo.
I'll be right back. We're going to go up there and take a picture.
All right. George, if you weren't my partner for so long, I have to disqualify you for taking too much time.
Who's up here?
All right.
BNC.
That's Chris Welsh.
Chris Welsh.
Uh-huh.
And then who's the guy?
George. Henry Jr. began the George, season 2006
okay.
tied
and then
one
who's
player
with Joel?
On the all-time
That's,
home run list. Ended it with
Brantley.
Tied with another
Jeff,
player.
Jeff Brantley. Okay.
And the answers to the question are...
Mickey Mantle.
Reggie Jackson.
That
answer is correct. You guys have the same answer? Let's see what you have there. They have Eddie Matthews and Reggie Jackson. That is incorrect. How many did you wager?
We wagered it all.
They wagered. They were all in. You know, that's going to happen. All right. Congratulations to the Kentucky team. Terrific. Come from behind victory with the help of somebody in the audience. A nice job. And thanks for joining us for Reds Trivia.
The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or send an email to rhm@red-hot-mama.com.